a song the Lord's put on my heart. It's kind of going along with my message tonight. I sung this Sunday night, and I got to think about and read Scripture many times. The Lord put this on my heart. Amen. You know, the Lord's our rock, our refuge, amen. He's in a place, a time of storm.
Yes,
amen. And most of all, here in this life, amen, He's my best friend.
Amen.
Amen. When all your friends turn your back on you, all the ones that you found, amen, Jesus is always there.
Amen.
Never turn back on you, never backstab you, nothing, amen. He's always there to the good times and to the bad.
Amen.
Amen. Just listen to the words of this song, and I'll say this, we'll get into the Word. Amen. With His hands, Jesus touched me with a love like I'd never known. He gave life a brand new meaning and to me a reason to go on. He's my bread when I'm hungry. He's my I neither learned wisdom nor had the knowledge of the holy. Who hath descended up to heaven or ascended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist, and who hath bound the waters in his garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? And what is his name? What is the Son's name, if thou canst tell? Listen to this, church. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in verse 6, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Church, let me tell you something tonight. Amen. We got to talking about that anchor Monday night. Amen. That's steadfast and true. Amen. We have hope in that anchor, right? Amen. We preached about that Monday night. But you know, God said, go a little bit further with it. He said to put their trust in me. Amen. Amen. Church, I tell you, we had a long night last night, didn't we? Going home to see that old junk on the news. Amen. But all I knew is that God is in control. And I'm going to put my trust in him. Amen. Church, I'm not going to put my trust in the dollar bill. I'm not going to put my trust in the world's most famous man. Amen. But I'm going to put my trust in God. Amen. I'm talking about all these people in the Bible. Amen. They went through some tough times. Amen. They were thrown into the fiery furnace. They were thrown into the den of lies. Amen. But they trusted in the Lord. Amen. No matter come what may. Amen. They put their trust in that anchor. They had hope in that anchor. Amen. And God see them through. Oh, boy. Amen. Boy, I tell you, we get times in our lives, church. Amen. We get times in our lives. Sometimes we question the Lord. And sometimes we wonder why things happen. We wonder why the plan is unfolding in front of us. And sometimes don't go the way we want it to. Amen. But I have trust in Almighty God. Amen. And no matter the outcome of that situation, amen, we're still going to be on top. Amen. Church, even when we're in the lowest valley, amen, we'll reach the mountain once again. Amen. I have trust in the Lord today. I put it in His Word. Amen. Church, it is good to know that no man, big or small, be it there in the rich or poor parts of the world, amen, will never change what's in this book. Amen. It's there to stay. Amen. Ain't that good news for us?
Amen.
Amen, church. Boy, we talk many times. Amen. When they hear a preacher preach. Amen. I tell you, I saw something the other day. Somebody put something, showed something about a man. Amen. Driving home, the Bible said, amen, the way you feel when the preacher preaches on your life. And it showed a man's face just sitting there thinking. Hey, boy, don't we feel that way when we leave church sometimes? And we're thinking, how did that preacher know? How did he know what I'm going through? Amen, that preacher didn't know nothing about you. Amen, but I tell you, man, that knows everything. Amen, he knows your life. Amen, from the beginning to the end. Amen, he knows what you're facing, Brother Joe. Amen, and he knows he's going to carry through.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Amen, we heard a message Sunday morning. Amen. The ground rules of salvation. Amen. And I'm not saying this because he's sitting here. Amen. But I tell you what. Amen. Sometimes as Christians, amen. Amen. We don't do the things we ought to do. Amen. We don't go by a lot of times the ground rules God set out for us. Amen. I believe God has set a plan for us. Amen. It's black and white, red and white, whatever you want to see it here. Amen. It's written down right here. Amen. And sometimes I may not get it. And sometimes I may not understand. Amen. But I'm going to trust the Lord that He shows that to me. Amen. He's going to carry me through. Amen. First, let me tell you something. God's Word never changes.
Amen.
No matter what the scientists are trying to do right now, no matter what the biggest author is trying to do right now, hey, you'll never rewrite this.
Amen.
The Bible says we said it Monday night. Hey, you can do whatever you want with this right here. Hey, but the Bible says it's forever settled in
heaven.
Woo! Oh, ain't that good?
Amen.
They can take all the Bibles in this whole world. And they can throw them in the biggest, hottest furnace there is. And we can sit there and pull out the ashes of that book. Amen. But little do they know, God's Word is forever settled in heaven. Amen. It ain't going nowhere. Amen. But I'm looking forward to the day. Amen. When I get to stand in line. Amen. And I get to see the expression on their face. Amen. When God sits there right in front of them. Amen. He opens up that book of life. Amen. Church, and He looks for their name. Amen. He finds mine not going through. Amen. The wolves, amen, that don't trust in God, and the wolves that are lost and undone. Boy, they're in for a rude awakening.
Amen.
Boy, ain't that right?
Amen, brother.
Boy, it's so easy. It's so easy to get into a trial or a situation for us, Brother Jerry. Amen. We turned away from God.
Amen.
Amen. We want to try to blame the brother or the sister alive. And we want to point the finger at somebody else. And they're the reason why I'm sinning, Lord. And they're the reason why I went there, Lord. And they're the reason why I said that. Amen. But church, let me tell you something. If your friend goes to hell, you don't want to go with them. Amen. If your daddy goes to hell, you don't need to go with them. Amen. Church, we ask you for us. Amen. Ask for me and my house. And we will serve the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Almighty God.
Yeah.
Hold to His unchanging hand.
Amen.
Good preach.
Good preach.
Listen here.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen here. Look at Isaiah chapter 26, verse 1. Amen. I'll give you a little bit. Oh, it only gets better with time. Amen. It gets better with time. Yes, it may hurt. Boy, it may hurt. It may sting, church. We walk out of here, you may be mad at me. You may call me names all the way home. Amen, but let me tell you something. Amen, if you ain't going to talk about me, amen, somebody else is. Amen, church, God's word is so good. Amen, it may sting. Amen, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen, but don't it feel good? Amen, it helps you. Amen, it strengthens you. Amen, it opens doors in your life that never existed. Amen, that's how powerful God is now. Listen to this, book of Isaiah chapter 26. And the Bible says, in that day shall this song be sung. In the land of Judea, we have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Listen to that, church, thinking about that. Whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah's is everlasting strength. Amen. Ain't that good to know that? Amen. No matter come what may. Trust in the Lord. Amen. Because He's our everlasting strength. Amen. Our mind needs to be stayed on God. Get your mind away from the world. Get your mind away from the sin that's in it. Get your mind away from politics. Get your mind away from this old garbage on TV. Amen. Get your mind stayed on God. Amen. That's the only thing that's
saying.
Amen. He's our salvation tonight.
Amen.
Oh, ain't that good?
Yeah.
Amen. We got our minds on what's going on tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got our minds on what's going to happen next week.
Yeah.
We got our minds on what we need to pick up at the store at Walmart. And then we got our minds staying on what program's coming on.
Yeah.
Who's going to win the ball game this weekend? Amen. But all the while, we can be opening up our word. Amen. And get our minds staying on God.
Yeah.
Amen, church. I'm trusting, amen, of our Redeemer. Amen. I'm going to trust in the one that can carry me home.
Yeah.
Amen, church. Ain't that good?
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Boy, I tell you, the road has been rocky, brother. Amen. The road has been rocky. And I've had a lot of people, amen, that I've upset my time. Amen. I had a conversation with a good friend of mine. Amen. One of my best buddies. Amen. We had our times in this life. But me and my wife was talking to him on the way up here. And he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Going to church." He said, "Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's church on Wednesday night." I said, "Yeah, there's church on Wednesday night." I said, "We're having a revival." I said, "You need to come with us Friday night." Oh boy, you ought to hear an excuse to start rolling, brother. Amen. I heard everything from A to Z. I've heard it all. Amen. He said, "Well, okay, listen. Amen. I've got this going on. If it wasn't so far to drive, I'd be there. Amen. If it was right down the road, I'd come. Amen. If it was in my back door, you can guarantee I'd be there. Amen. But that's just a little bit too far for me. Amen. Church, what will we do? Amen. Will we stand before judgment one day? Amen. Will God ask us? I have a revival for you. Hey, you got invited to that revival. Amen. And you didn't want to go. Amen. Why didn't you go, Lord? It wasn't in my back door. Hey, Lord, I didn't have time for it. Hey, Lord, but I've got time now.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, He'll say, depart from me.
Yeah.
Hey, ye workers of
iniquity,
I need you. Amen, church, but when He called my name, amen, the one that went, and the one that found time for God, amen, I'm going to step over in the portal of glory. Amen, ain't that good?
Amen.
Woo!
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Give you goosebumps, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, I love my friends this life, church. I ain't saying you should, well, I never go to church, man, I'm going to disown. No. The Lord says we need to be a light to others.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says we need to put on Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to let our light shine for others to see. Amen. Because that's their beacon. beacon to get to church. Yeah. And that's their beacon to find the Lord. Amen. That's their beacon to find salvation.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Oh, I tell you what, so many today are falling by the wayside.
Yeah.
Amen. Because they don't trust in God.
Right.
They don't trust in the anchor. Amen. They want to trust in what, how much money they can make this life.
Yeah.
They're going to trust in their best friend because their best friend is never steering wrong.
Yeah.
Amen. They're going to trust in a pastor or a preacher. Amen. It ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
And they're trusting the big church. Amen. Because they got millions going there.
Right.
Amen. They want to follow that one. I'm not knocking big church to church. If those are teaching God's word, as long as that pastor's living, amen, get there. Amen.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something tonight. Amen. Call 1-800 number on TV and make a $10 donation. Hey, buy you a seat. Heaven.
Amen.
Amen, church. Amen. Amen. Going to sit in the top balcony. Amen. Looking down with your binoculars. Amen. It's not going to buy you a ticket to heaven.
Amen,
Amen. Church. I'd rather be in a church of my people and know the Spirit of God is there.
Amen.
Amen. And know that I can get something out of it.
Yeah.
Amen. That's where I want to be.
Amen.
Amen. That's where the Spirit will be.
Yeah.
Amen. Huh?
Amen.
Yeah. Hey,
Lord.
Hello, church. Amen.
That's
Amen. Amen. I'm going to trust in that anchor.
Amen.
That hope is in that anchor.
Amen.
My hope is in God.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't going to turn from it. Amen. Though the roads may get rocky, and though the waters may get choppy, amen. Though that mountain may seem impossible to climb,
amen.
God will help us up that mountain.
Yeah.
Amen. What's that song? God in the mountain is God in the valley.
Amen.
Amen. When things go wrong, He'll make them right.
Amen.
Yep.
He's done it for me, church.
Yeah.
That anchor holds. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The hope is there. You may say, preacher, amen, you wore that out Monday night. Don't you think it's time to change it up? Amen. But it's good to know God never gets old.
Amen.
It's good to know His word never gets old. Amen. It's good to know that the anchor ain't going anywhere. Amen. It's good to know when that anchor got set in. Amen. It dropped. It's forever there. My hope is in the Lord.
Amen.
Trust in Him.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, that'll tickle you, make you feel good.
Yes.
Amen, church. Yes. I want to go to church.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to sit there, and I want to block this whole world out of it.
Amen.
I want to block the garbage that's in this world out of my mind.
Come on.
Yeah. My mind wants to be stayed on God.
Yeah.
My mind wants to be buried my nose in God's Word.
Right.
And you may say, Caleb, how do you find all that time? Amen. Always go to these revivals. Always go to these things. And always go to these prayer meetings, Brother Eric. And always go to these special services. Eric, why do you do that? That's just too much church. You can never have too much church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you can never have too much God.
Yeah.
And you can never have too much Word.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, I believe we need to take it by the spoonfuls. I believe we need to shove it down as long as He keeps coming.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Eric probably laugh at this one. But me and this boy right here, we love Golden Corral. Huh?
Eric,
amen. Amen. We love Golden Corral. You put us two in there, we'll shut her down.
Amen.
Boy, we'll go through there and we'll eat and we'll eat and we'll eat. Amen. We can't eat no more. Boy, can you imagine? Amen. If we had this church house full tonight. Amen. People standing in line eating God's Word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The people that are coming in just bearing down the door.
Yeah.
Amen. They're trying to eat and eat and eat because they can't eat no more.
Right.
Amen. Wouldn't that be nice if the world, all these people that piled out in the streets last night, all these people that were turning over cars, all these people that were burning down buildings, hell, wouldn't that be nice if they had the same enthusiasm to get in the house of God?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Instead of flipping over cars. Amen. They were cut loose in the spirit. Flipping over some pews.
Amen.
Church, but sadly it's not.
Yeah.
But the devil's got a hold of everybody.
Amen.
Amen. The devil's got into the churches.
Yeah.
He's gotten to the workplace.
Yeah. Right.
He's gotten most importantly to the homes.
Yeah.
And he's tearing them apart.
Amen.
Boy. Ain't that true?
Amen.
How many homes have been destroyed?
Yeah.
Right.
How many divorces are going on every day?
Right.
How many kids are being taken from drug abuse at home?
Yeah.
How many parents are being locked up things that unseen you never believe?
Yeah.
All kinds of
them. Yeah.
Amen. Because God don't have a place in that home.
Right.
Their trust ain't in God.
Yeah.
Amen. Their hope and trust is something else.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Church. And when I go home, amen, I've got a God-fearing wife at home. I've got a little 2-year-old boy. Amen. I tell you what, sometimes I just let them get hold of them sometimes. And, but I know God is working to heal us. I know God's got a plan for that little man.
Yeah.
I know God's going to do wonders for that little boy.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says you train them up the right way.
Yeah.
Amen. They want to part
ways.
I truly believe that. You know why? Because I trust in God.
Amen.
Amen. He's my hope.
Yeah.
There's no other else to be.
Yeah.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
And the Bible says the truth, the life, and the way.
Yeah.
I trust Him, man.
Amen.
Amen. I don't believe anything else.
Amen.
It has to be right because God says it is.
That's right.
And then we had no choice but to believe different.
That's right.
We will spend more time trying to prove God wrong than to prove Him right.
Yes.
Huh?
Right.
We will try to find ways. We will try to find loopholes to get around it instead of actually digging right head on with it. Lawyers setting offices right now with contracts trying to find loopholes, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
Trying to find ways to get these people out of it. Amen. That's what the lost people are doing today.
Amen.
That's what some Christians are doing today. They're sitting down in God's Word. Amen. And they're dissecting that Word and they're saying, now, there's got to be some way around this. I do this all the time. There's got to be a way around it. No, sir. Hey, it's right there in front of you.
Hey,
if it says it's wrong, it's wrong.
Amen.
If it's right, it's right.
Amen.
What more do you need? Nobody likes to hear the Word of God anymore.
Yes, amen.
Nobody wants to hear Jesus anymore.
Amen.
Instead of Christmas, we call it winter celebration.
Yeah.
Come on! Hey, man, we don't put up Christmas trees anymore. Hey, man, we don't celebrate the birth of Christ anymore. Hey, man, because we're offending somebody. And we're getting on somebody's nerves.
Yeah.
And we're tapping on a nerve. Hey, man, church, let me tell you something. I don't do the boots going to y'all over the nerve. And it means I get a lost person to cry.
Amen.
Amen, church. And we should be afraid to offend somebody who comes to God's Word.
Amen.
What can you imagine preachers?
Come on, brother.
Pastors. Amen. I'm not a pastor. I help this man out. Amen. I got a brother right here who's a pastor of church. Royce, you know what I'm talking about. Can you imagine if pastors come to church on Sundays afraid? Afraid to preach God's Word.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how this world will be? Going up here shaking behind the pulpit holding that Word. Boy, should I say this? Boy, they put in so much money in this church. Is this, do I really need to say this, Lord? Yeah, you need to say it.
Amen.
Any preacher with every bit of authority you have, they might have never backed down.
Amen.
If it means you get the boot, then get the boot. Don't know that God's Word is still in that church.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Pastors, amen.
Amen.
I tell you, so many people right now in this world are afraid. Amen. Afraid to trust in God.
Amen.
Afraid to trust in Him. Afraid to put that hope in Him.
Yeah.
Amen. They want to find some way around it.
That's right.
They want to find some way to get to heaven besides what the Lord set out for us.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible says narrow is the way. Amen. Straight and narrow. Amen. But people want them wide roads where you can pass somebody on. Amen. To get there. That's not the way it works.
Amen.
We need to fall in line with everybody else.
Yeah.
And we need to work just as hard as the next person in front of us. Amen. If the person behind us slips and falls, we need to reach back here and pick them up, so come on and carry them on. That's what our jobs. Amen.
That's
ministers.
That's it.
That's pastors. Amen. It's congregation, deacons, whatever you are. Amen. That's your job tonight. Amen. The revival is for the church. Am I right?
Amen.
We said that we had a revival 2 weeks ago. That revival is for our church. Amen. This revival is for this church.
Amen.
This is for us that's here tonight. Amen. If I'm looking for something, this is for us. Amen.
Amen.
I'll preach it. I'm going to take it with me. Now I'm going to do just as good as y'all are.
Amen.
That's what the Lord instructs us to do.
Amen.
We need to trust in Him.
Yeah.
Trust the process.
Right.
Amen, church. Trust in Him and trust the process. Put your hope is in that anchor.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to stand. Eric, give your song, buddy. I'm going to ask you to stand. Church, trust in God. Amen. Just like I said Monday night, I don't know what you face in this life. I have no clue. And to be honest with you, it's none of my business. But I tell you whose business it is.
Yeah.
That's God. Amen.
Amen.
My parents, amen, growing up, they cared about us. When something was going on in our lives, they wanted to know. They wanted to help us. They wanted to be there for us. God is the same way. Do you know that? We're His children. Do you know that? Amen. When something's going on in this old heart, something's going on in our lives, He wants to know about it. Amen. He wants to help you through it. Amen. But sometimes we shrug them away and say, Lord, I got this. I don't need your help. When I need you, I'll call you.
Right.
Then we go, we fall. Amen. We fall away.
But if we trusted in God from the beginning, amen, that little hill that you had to climb would have been nothing.
Amen.
If you have a need tonight, I want you to come. I want you to come tonight. I want you to lay it at the feet of Jesus. I want you to trust in God tonight. This is going to be taken care of. I want you to know, amen, you lay here without a shadow of a doubt. You lay that burden down. You'll never have to pick it up again, church. But you've got to trust in the process. You've got to trust in God's plan. The hope is in that anchor tonight. I invite you to come. Won't you come tonight? God loves you far beyond measure. Amen. Church, God will go through beyond the high skills for you. Amen. The Bible says we have faith. Amen. It's great for us. See, we can move mountains. You know that. Amen. We have faith in God. Amen. And trust in God. We can move mountains, church. Amen. Your child that you're facing without is a mountain that needs to be moved. Amen. Come to God and get moved. Tonight, won't you come? Won't you come tonight? Won't you come? Bless the Lord. Won't you come? Won't you come? God bless the church. He wants to help you. Bless the Lord. Won't you come? Won't you come tonight? Won't you come? Trust in God tonight, church. Trust in the Lord. Amen. Trust the process. Your hope is in that anchor. It's steadfast and true that ain't going anywhere. Amen. It'll be there to help you. But if you take it with you, church, if you pick it up, amen, you take it to the side, what good is it? Amen. Jesus wants to help you in your life tonight. Don't carry the burden by yourself. Don't go through this world, face this world by yourself. Take the Lord with you tonight. Won't you come? Won't you come? Bless the Lord. Lord, help me, Father. Lord, come to me. And Lord, whatever name may be, we have in our lives. And whatever name may be facing tonight, Lord. And whatever trial may be going through. And Lord, you know the situation. And you know your face, Lord. I just pray and trust in you. And Lord, they always look to you for help. And Lord, you're an anchor tonight. And Lord, you're steadfast and true. And we know you ain't going anywhere that anchor holds. And tonight, Lord, we ask you to meet your needs. Church, I went through my life many times where I felt like I could do everything on my own. I felt like I could face that devil. I felt like I could take on this whole world of sin. And I wouldn't have to worry about one thing. I could do it all on my own. But let me tell you something. I knew just to come to find out that I can't do anything without God. I can't do anything without His Son. And most importantly, I can't do anything without the blood. Have that be the pride of my heart. Amen. Church, once I got that blood applied, amen, things changed my life. Amen. We sort of saw them die. Amen. He's a chain breaker. Amen. He broke the chains that had me bound. Amen. The sin that had me bound up. Amen. It's had me put away. Oh, Jesus, hang me left the chains away. And He can do that for you tonight. And that trial that you're facing, you don't have to go through it alone. Trust in God. Trust in God. Aaron, give me another verse of the song. We'll shut her down. I'm not going to carry on. I'm not dragging it off. I'm going to give you one opportunity to come, church. You don't have to go through this life by yourself. That anchor holds tonight. That anchor ain't going anywhere as long as you trust in Him. He's your shield. Amen. He ain't going to let nothing happen to you. That devil has no bind on you. That devil has no power tonight. Amen, church. We've got the power in His name. Amen. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Thank you.
no matter what.
Yeah.
I heard a preacher say this. I tell you, the preacher said it. I heard Brother Randy Melvin say it. Let me tell you something. God loves you so much. Amen. If you're lost and undone, you leave this world lost. He'll love you all the way to hell.
Yeah.
I believe that's true tonight. God's love is so strong. Amen. He'll love you no matter what. He'll do that for you tonight. He wants to help you, church. He don't want to hurt you. Amen. But you got to trust Him tonight. Around the front.